Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Righteous. I might have to blow my nose during this, but I'll let you know and I'll mute myself.
You can blow your trumpet.
Out of go. Hello and welcome back to Hog House of Gossip. I'm Sophie Lyons and I'm here with the dashing Clara Kavna. Clara, you did a solo ep last week, which I've just listened to in the last hour or two. And I think all the listeners will agree with me that you were a female Trevor Nelson.
Thank you.
You were bringing up like R&B history that I'd never heard of with kind of the Tom Mottola sort of mafia energy bringing it into it. I honestly felt like I was listening to Trev.
Trev. Long-term listeners of the pod will know how much I'm obsessed with Trevor Nelson. He's basically my music taste. So that is like the biggest compliment you could ever give me.
Because, you know, when he does it with the artist and he's like, oh, and in 1957, she's such and such and blah, but he'll always put like a bit of gossip in it.
Yes.
That's what you were doing.
Oh, yes.
It was V. Trev Nell.
If he could play my wedding, my birthday, if I could just go to a Trevor Nelson gig, it would be such a bucket list.
I wonder how much he charges.
I don't know. Because he does do like Christmas things with the BBC orchestra. Like he does do gigs.
Because you know like a steel drum band for an hour is like 5k.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Because if I was getting married, I'd be looking at a steel drum situation.
Oh yes. And you'd be getting married in like the Caribbean or somewhere hot and tropical.
Yeah, with like monkeys and pineapples and stuff.
Yes, and it's like a Mai Tais.
Imagine you had Trevor Nelson being your celebrant.
Oh my God, stop. I wouldn't be able to walk up the aisle, I'd just faint.
He'd be like, in 1988, Clara would be so good. Sorry, so welcome back to Hog. We are your weekly dose of pop culture nourishment. As you can probably hear, I don't sound very well. I've come back from my lovely trip to New York and someone obviously licked me on the way home. I'm so grossly sick and I don't get sick. I pride myself on that. So I won't talk about it for much longer, but just that's why my voice sounds like this.
Poor Sivs.
But great solo up, Clara. And I want to get right into it because we've got lots to talk about because we haven't caught up in 2 weeks now. Clara, let's start with J'adore or J'teste. Hit me.
My J'adore this week is Irish food. Bia de Hirn.
Ah, Anoa.
Every time. Airfod.
Bulabas.
Anytime. When I come back, I'm in Dublin. I got in last night. And when I get back, you know, there's that like in a T1, there's a little like news agents on the way to the car park. Or like when you're going out to the buses.
Yes.
Scuttling there. And I always buy an iceberger. Yum. And a pack of Manhattan, sometimes two, depending on how tired I am.
Manhattan popcorn is so vintage.
It's the best popcorn.
So good.
I dream of it. The UK pop scene is so poor.
They can't do popcorn here.
It's all like butter kissed and sweet and savory and no, just
half and half.
Oh, no. It's all over flavored, very American theme. Manhattan popcorn is like, I eat so much of it, my lips start to swell with the salt, and it is just chef's kiss delish.
That's like,
and I miss it so much, and it's just such a lovely tradition. So when I'm getting the air coach home, it's like, slam the iceberger and save that. It's just the most exquisite popcorn. It's healthy, it's nutritious, it's delicious. And I love it so much. I miss it dearly. I'm kind of glad I can't get it in London because it makes coming home all the tastier. Now, clunky segue. Speaking of Manhattan popcorn. Where were you this week, Sophie?
I was in Manhattan. We were in a taxi and I was doing that voice and it was so much fun. Want a piece of pizza?
I'm walking here.
It was great. Crack, we had such a good time. I was just saying before the record that the inflation, my God. Two coffees is like $12. But I did a soul cycle and I saw this lady, and I don't know her name off the top of my head, but I knew she was famous.
Oh, that's one of the great things about visiting the city. It's just the famous people are just part of everyday life.
Oh, I know. The last time I was there, I saw Mr. Big.
Oh.
Kaya Gerber.
Wow. I think because, you know, the island is just so small.
I can see why, though, if you were famous, you'd live in New York because you still have anonymity.
Mm.
Because it's so, there's so many people in such a small island.
It's so chaotic, yeah.
You can have an anonymity. Her name is Leslie Bibb, and she's Sam Rockwell's girlfriend. You know Sam Rockwell, he's so amazing.
Oh my God, she was in loads of Noughties things.
She's in loads of stuff. I just couldn't figure it out, but she was there.
She's in Talladega Nights. She's in Iron Man.
She's in loads of stuff. I didn't realise that was her boyfriend, though, like long-term boyfriend. So I saw her in Soul Cycle, which is great.
Oh my God, were you racing her?
No, I was like, she's famous. And then I Googled after, and then I was like, oh my God, she's going out with Sam Rockwell.
Who's Sam Rockwell? That guy, the guy from
Three Billboards.
Three Billboards.
Yeah.
He's so funny.
And Charlie's Angels.
Would there be a height discrepancy there?
Oh, massively so. You can see in the pics.
Oh, look.
I'd nearly say she doesn't wear high heels.
He's such a mannin.
I love him. She was so hot as well.
I'd say so.
And then I mistakenly walked by the Russian tea rooms a la Alexander Petrovsky. Sex and City viewers will know what I'm talking about.
Amazing.
I was toying with trying to find El Cantinore.
Oh.
That I didn't make that one.
But arguably nobody could find El Cantinore.
Great. Excellent. Fantastic. But when I was going around, because I had like two daytimes by myself, I felt like such a kept woman. But I was going around listening to Sentimental in the City, because I was just like, this is too fabulous. So I was going around just listening to Dolly and Caroline. If anyone hasn't listened to this, you need to listen to Sentimental in the City.
Yeah.
They go through each series, Dolly Alderton, Caroline O'Donoghue, it's fire. And I listened to that going around the city. So that was really great.
Wow, what a moment.
It was really great.
And poor little Jane, wee Jane, did he have much work to do?
No, I'd say fairly light. But I just felt like such a kept woman because I, like, he would leave in the morning and be like, okay, bye. Like, have a good day. And I'd be like, bye.
Oh.
And then I'd get to use the full hotel room.
Oh, and he'd be like, order breakfast.
Yeah,
order
whatever get yourself wants. Whatever you need. And then I got an umbrella from the reception and I was strolling around. It was great. It was so nice. It's great for the soul, New York. It really is. Kind of, you know, like Taylor Swift, welcome to New York. Like, it was just, I think if you're going through a breakup, you should go there. Not that that will happen to you, but one should.
Yes.
But like, someone must have licked me on the subway or something. Like, I don't know how I got this sick.
And you're never sick.
And I'm never sick. It's like someone heard I was having just a great time and was like, you won't be having a great time when you come home.
Mm. At least you weren't sick there, I suppose. But
oh, thank God. Imagine me in the really nice hotel room ill. Poorly.
Oh. Jane would have to be waiting on you hand and foot, which I'm sure he would.
That would have been great anyway. In a robe.
No, he would have just been like twerking in your presence.
New York, I would say, is my j'adore. Just a side sub-j'adore is Love Island All Stars. That's on at the moment.
Sorry, I'm too enthralled in Traitors to give it any attention, but
I knew you would be.
Yeah, but it must be good, surely.
It's really good.
Wow.
It's really good, and they keep dropping in bombshells, and like even last night. So this is, we're recording on Friday. This will go to air on Tuesday. But last night, Chris, who I'm sure you know him, he has like glasses. He's kind of goofy, but very hot.
Mm.
He swapped like that from this girl that he was so into, and they were like so into each other, to Rochelle Hume's little sister Sophie.
Oh my God.
Within like a few hours of her entering the villa.
Oh my God.
He was like, I want to talk to her, basically.
Oh
yeah, it's really good.
And where do they film it? It's somewhere far away.
South Africa.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So it replaces the winter Love Island. That's much better. I thought the winter Love Island, they're really milking it. It was like, I can only get emotionally invested in these couples once a year. I can't keep doing it twice a year.
Oh, it's so good. Especially because you know most of them. So that's my other subjudor.
Sorry, side note. Is Chris the guy who went out with Moira Higgins?
Yes.
The kind of who used to do the salmon?
Yes.
And he has the big poofy hair. And they did the salmon jumps into the pool.
Totally.
Oh, God. Dirty, dirty dog.
Yeah, he was like, I've messaged her before. Like, he seems to have messaged loads of people in their DMs and stuff.
The producers know what they're at, don't they?
Oh, my God. So clever. So that's my other jour. But I'm conscious we've been talking for a while now. And we haven't gotten to any topics. Woo.
So just I thought we'd kick off this show with a news report and want to dive a little bit deeper into the status of the mega global aid talent agency, YMU. You'll know YMU basically control most of the talent you will see on telly. Anton Deck, Stacey Solomon, Davina McCall, Claudia Winkleman.
Oh, God.
Phil and Holly, Graham Norton. Obviously, Phil and Holly are gone.
They're their managers.
Yeah. Simon Cowell, like just every famous person, all the people who keep getting the exact same jobs, YMU look after. And Crax obviously formed because Philip Schofield left the job last summer or got booted out. Since then, there's been this like mass exodus from the firm. But the problem with it is a lot of the staff who work there are connected to the talent. So be it husbands, sisters, daughters, the talent's like nearest and dearest work at YMU.
So do you think the talent joins the agency and then they're like, my niece needs a job?
Yeah, it's a nepo company like no other.
Oh my God.
Philip Schofield's eldest daughter, Molly, was working there for 8 years.
Oh yeah.
As a senior talent manager. She's now, I actually went on her LinkedIn today, hashtag research.
Slay.
And she's taken a career break from January, from this month. YMU have announced that they've been going through financial difficulties since Schofield left and a load of their talent are leaving. They're laying off 9% of staff out of the 350.
So. Yeah, she's definitely been made redundant and or gone on gardening leave and she's calling it a career break.
Exactly. But they also lost a court case with Holly Willoughby in 2020 where she left to start her own, to do her own thing and have her own agency. But they tried to write into the contract that they would be owed 15% of her future earnings. So she sued them and got $1 million for it. So
shut up.
The years coming out of COVID and with inflation and everything, they haven't been doing too well. So Emily Attack, you know, the comedian, she was on I'm a Celeb, Get Me Out of Here.
Yeah.
She left and her sister walked out as well. Her sister worked there to start her own agency. Gone. Amanda Holden left.
Do you mean to join another agency?
Either do their own thing or join another agency. They're all leaving this agency.
There's definitely, oh my God, there's definitely something going on.
Amanda Holden has left after her husband quit, and her husband was the senior, this really senior detective, sorry.
A superintendent.
He was a really senior director, and he looked after Simon Cowell. They're gone.
This is all very incestuous.
Very incestuous. The global MD for entertainment who looks after Claudia Winkleman, she's gone. And then apparently now there's like fears that more people are going to be leaving YMU. And they're now reportedly taking, you know, they all take their 10% to keep them, even though they're up to their neck in debt. They're saying like, oh, we'll only take 5% just to keep people on their books.
Sorry, that's very interesting.
And Philip Schofield is still a shareholder.
That is such juicy gossip.
Mm. So reporting live from Sky News, it's Clara Kavanagh from the boardroom of YMU.
It just sounds like, you know, when you're doing work experience in fourth year.
Yes.
It sounds like that, but they just continued on doing it.
Exactly. Like how weird, like how awkward for poor Molly Schofield when this whole big scandal erupts about your dad and then you're like,
oh, that would have been horrific.
Imagine like the news breaking in the offices and then you're just at your desk being like, beep, 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 I'm just trying to work. Beep, 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 beep.
It's just so too close for comfort.
That scandal took control of my life there for a while. It's so hard to break into these circles, right? Especially
how small, oh my God.
But like if you take the Amanda Holden thing, right? Her husband looks after Simon Cowell. Amanda Holden starts getting all these judging gigs with Simon Cowell. and like Britain's Got Talent and all that stuff. That's because your husband is a senior director in the talent agency. Like, of course.
Doesn't that just make you a bit sick?
So they all go over to each other's houses for like wine and pasta socials, and they go,
they probably go on holidays together.
It's so cliquey that like no one can really break through. You almost have to be, you know, married to the person and run in these elite circles, and how exclusive and excluding it is for other people.
Yeah, because there's some people who do like, or have done like presenting gigs on like big shows. And I'm like, they're not great at presenting, but you just wonder what's going on behind the scenes that got them the job.
Yeah.
And then they'll get something else from like on the cusp of that. It's just very odd. Do you know what I actually saw? You know, Tom Holland.
The one going out with Zendaya, Spider-Man.
Yeah, you know, he's an Epo baby.
Yeah, his dad's a comedian.
It's like just broke now that he's an Epo baby. And I'm like, that makes so much sense.
There we go. Penny drop. But they're all just in like in bed with each other.
Oh my God, the unjust. Oh.
For like an up and coming people, it's so much harder. Like, how can you break into something that is like, you know, your husband manages Simon Cowell? Like, obviously you can ask him for a job. You're married to the guy who works for him. Like, you know, it's just...
Oh my God, that's horrific.
Yeah, and then like Philip Schofield getting his daughter jobs, you know. It's just like elitism at its very core. But anyway, it seems to be crumbling. Obviously, wouldn't like to hear about anyone losing their jobs, but it seems to be very mismanaged, or like a fiery end to such a steadfast, or such a staple of like the English celebrity world. YMU was like notorious. I've heard things of like, if you fell out with YMU, they'd like blacklist you and stuff. So
shut up. You know,
yeah, or like if you get in with them, you're in with them for a while. Or
it's not just terrible.
Yeah, like because they held all the cards. They were like the house always wins kind of a vibe. But now it just seems like people are maybe breaking free.
Oh, for God's sake.
The mask has slipped.
Kiss a break.
Yeah, there you go.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My topic is extremely niche, but it's something that's come up in my head a few times over the past maybe 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never really found an answer. Even when I was Googling it earlier, I still can't really find an answer.
Okay.
And I'm hoping maybe you can help me find the answer.
Intriguing.
Conor Maynard.
Whoa.
I know. I'm not really even sure what he sings. Do you?
Wasn't he? No. But like, didn't he have that song? It was like, he was kind of a follow-up to Justin Bieber. Was he an English Justin Bieber kind of vibe? Or is he American?
So I think he got compared to him. But like, he just seems to have an awful lot of presence for, I don't know what. Like, as in, he's from Brighton and his two siblings are YouTubers.
Right.
Now, no Nepo baby situation going on here. What, his brother, I think, was on I'm a Celeb and got kicked off. And then the sister is going out with one of the finalists in The Traitors.
What?
The young guy with the dark hair.
Harry?
Yeah.
Harry goes out with Conor Maynard's sister.
Correct. So Conor Maynard has been like tweeting or whatever, being like, God, this is insane how good he is at lying, considering he's going out with my sister. And then there's like pictures of Harry with Conor Maynard on like a private plane. And I'm like, who's paying for that plane? I'm so confused. Conor Maynard hasn't had an album since, in 10 years, he hasn't had an album out.
Why is he in a private jet? Maybe it's the YouTube money.
I'm just really confused, to be honest. Like, I don't... You know, like, Rita Ora, I was like, her PR team are working hard.
Yeah.
A similar energy here. Like, he signed a record deal in 2010 when he was 19. And then he had a book in 2013.
But that's 10 years ago.
I know. And then he's only releasing his second album, like, soon. So that's 10 years in the difference. And then... He does a lot of sort of Instagram stuff. And if you have your phone, go onto it now or just go onto it later. Where he does either, I don't know if they're his songs, but he got really into covers for a while.
Okay.
And if you look at him singing, because he's recording himself doing it, he's like about to pass out. He's so purple from the effort that he's putting in. It's like, he's quite uncomfortable to look at. And then I was like Googling, and then he did Broadway for a bit.
Who's opening up these doors for him?
This is my question. I don't know.
It must be, like, it sounds like a YMU talent, you know.
That's like, I'm kind of thinking that.
He's in an inner circle.
I'm just so confused. And then he built an emotional connection on social media with a mystery girlfriend for almost a year. And he thought things were going very well before the long distance lover suddenly pulled the plug. And I don't think they'd ever met. It's like the curious case. You remember we did like Brooklyn Beckham's career path? This is the curious case of like...
Of Conor Maynard.
Where is the push coming from here? I'm so confused.
Who's... Because it's so... The music industry is so hard to break through. No one's given like a 10-year sabbatical and then can just sing a few purple-faced covers and then come back.
No, like he looks like he's gasping for breath in these videos.
But his fans who like Bieber-esque fans are now 10 years older. So are you appealing to them or are you appealing to more like TikTok younger people?
I don't know. And I'm just so confused. I couldn't really find anything on it. I'm none the wiser. I still don't know. An album after 10 years.
But like, who's he signed with? You know, who's giving him these opportunities?
I don't know.
Surely you get dropped.
10 years. It's very odd.
That's very strange. He must have, there must be either the YouTube money or, you know, it seems like, is there a bit of a dynasty going on with his family?
No, because his parents have like completely normal jobs. You know, the way usually you'll hear like, you know, like Roman Kemp.
Yes.
You'd be like son of Martin Kemp. George Michael was his godfather. He's a shoo-in for...
Yeah.
But this is just very odd. And I can't seem to find anything. And then like in the private jet pic, he has like a Louis Vuitton kind of crossover. Yeah, I'm just confused. Where is this money coming from?
Maybe that's how Harry got on to Traitors as well. That is just so wild. I just don't understand. But now, okay. Do you think sometimes people, like, you can rent private jets or you can... I'm sure he doesn't own a private jet. He probably goes on them. But, you know, sometimes people take... Was it Cisco or...
I know, you can take photos in private jets and it's like a stage. But this didn't look like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe it's a fake.
Oh my God, we should do that for your hen.
Oh, yeah. Pretend it's a private jet.
No, the fake ones.
Yeah. Just being a fake one.
There's something not adding up here. Like, how has he maintained a record deal for 10 years?
I've not released anything.
I don't know. Like, I don't know any of his songs. Forgive me if anyone on here is a fan. I'd love if you could tell me what's happening because still I can't find anything on Google. I have thought about this several times in the past few years, being like, what's the buzz with Conor Maynard? Also, I'm not taking down his character. I'm just wondering. Like, Daniel Bedingfield's making a comeback, I think, after, like, is it 20 years?
Oh, wow.
But he hasn't maintained his, you know, like, he wouldn't have had an ongoing record deal. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, where's the PR push?
Conor Maynard's got 8.1 million followers on TikTok.
He's 3 million on Instagram.
He's got videos here that are like 54 million views, 30 million views, 28 million views.
Is that not confusing to you?
Maybe he's like a TikTok famous or something and we're just like...
But he's my age.
Wow. Doing shows in Warsaw, Prague, Frankfurt and Amsterdam.
What? He must be very big on the European circuit.
Yeah, maybe he's like Europop.
Oh, but I think it's all breakup songs.
From his fake girlfriend. From his catfish.
He got dumped after a year online.
You should really know better, Connor. This guy sounds like he doesn't have a clue, but he can hold on to a record deal for 10 years.
Or something weird going on there. If anyone knows anything, please let us know. I'd love to know.
The mystery.
To caveat again, I'm not hating on him. I'm just confused.
Yeah.
This isn't hatred, it's just confusion.
Yes. What's the point of you, Connor?
Clara, you have another news bulletin.
So we did our 2024 predictions not too long ago. And
I loved those.
In there, we did talk about the comeback of Justin Timberlake. I didn't know that it was going to be happening so soon. He's just done SNL. He was the musical guest. Weird that he didn't do the hosting gig. Dakota Johnson did that. I can see maybe because of all the Britney fans, maybe it's just easier to do the musical guest.
Is he not like a hot potato?
100%. So I just don't really... Obviously, when Britney's book came out in October last year...
Yeah, which isn't long ago at all.
So his comeback tour must have been planned because this is January. It's only 3 months after. So apparently he's recorded 100 songs in his most honest album ever. My best work, he's calling it. He was on with Zane Lowe on Apple Music. There's a few clips floating around online. And oh my God, Zane Lowe, because he's moved to Apple, I used to love him when he was on BBC, but he has just like sipped the Hollywood Kool-Aid and is like, honestly, like fawning to Justin Timberlake with like no questions about Britney or like, oh my God, your work's changed my life. And it's like, what are you doing, Zane Lowe? But anyway, that's a rant for another day. So he's got this, Justin has this new song out at the moment now. It's called Selfish, off an album that is coming out very soon called Everything I Thought I Was. It's first single in 6 years since his 2018 Man in the Woods. How we all knew music was coming. He wiped his feed and he's starting doing loads of TikToks. Like his Instagram is all very like, it's not run by him. It's run by his like people.
Oh, well, he couldn't run it now.
No, exactly. It's just like he's, as you say, too much of a hot potato. There's all this like album promo out now, like, and Benicio Del Toro is like narrating this video that's kind of for the album that's kind of, he's narrating what Justin is doing in the video. He did a one night performance in Memphis. He's doing a one night performance in New York in a few weeks. And then he announces on Jimmy Fallon that he's doing a world tour.
Him and Jimmy Fallon are obsessed with each other.
I know, it's so cheesy. And then he's like really back in shape after all that bad dad dancing that he got caught with. Do you remember those funny memes of him?
Do you remember him and NSYNC did something like not that long ago?
Yeah.
Was that for nothing?
No, that was for the Trolls movie. They did a song for it. That was not long after all that Britney's book came out. So nothing really came of that. But like he ditched NSYNC to go solo. You know, he did his bit with NSYNC to maybe bring him back into the public light in a nostalgia way. Do you remember Taylor Swift's reaction when she got the VMA off them and be like, what are you guys doing here?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, see him in a positive light. And then a few months later, he's back and he has this new song, Selfish, which is like, it's just fairly like subdued. It's kind of a bit like relaxed. But then there's another one coming out called No Angels. And that's meant to be a bit more like suit and tie vibe, a bit more like funky, fun Justin. He's called the world tour Forget Tomorrow. And I feel like he's just trying to make us all forget everything that happened with Britney. And I'm not here for it. The abortion story, the dumping her by text, cheating on her constantly, the genuine stuff, that is still very fresh in people's minds. Would he not have waited a little bit longer? I just think coming back now, you know, I just think it's too soon. It'll be really interesting to hear how his ticket sales go. And what I just love is like the Britney backlash, or just, we have to applaud the stands of Britney Spears.
They're so fabulous.
Yeah, you sent me a photo of this earlier and I'd seen it as well. It's so they've sent Britney's 2011 song, Selfish, up the charts to troll Justin. And it's actually, it started in the top 100. It's now in the top 10 on iTunes, which is just amazing.
I adore that.
It's so good.
I just wonder, like, the conversations going on around that. Because it's like, oh, but you've just, like, someone's just exposed you for, like, 20 years ago being a prick.
Of what you're like as a person.
And the last 10 years, he's like, cheated on his wife publicly and apologized for that. Then he apologized to Britney and Janet Jackson in the same breath. There's a whole cultural appropriation thing that's always, people are always talking about with him.
Yeah, exactly.
I also think that's where the dad dancing comes from, you know.
What do you mean?
His older style, if you look at like I Love You or something, the dancing style is a lot more, is it like, I don't know, soul R&B type stuff? Like they say he took loads of his inspiration from like soul singers in like Memphis and then started using it himself. Yeah. And loads of people were like 100%. Kicking off about that. And I think that's where the more vanilla dad dancing has come from. I think he's just such a golden boy.
Yeah, and then we've heard from many accounts, and he's shown it himself, and other people have corroborated it and backed it up, that we know that he's just not a nice person. And what I hate about this like steamrolling of his PR machine for this new album is like, we're just not going to acknowledge the Britney thing. We're just going to keep going and like, I'm making music, the best work I've ever done. And it's like, if you're not going to talk about the Britney thing, if you're not, I don't know, it's just a bit like, la la la, we won't talk about that elephant in the room, we'll just continue on here. And totally. I need to make money, so you know, it's the only reason he's doing this is to make money and do world tours. And you know,
I would have thought he has enough like investments and stuff, and he has his own companies. Like, doesn't he have like some liquor company or something? Like, he has so much money anyway, does he need to be doing this?
Yeah, but maybe it's like a relevancy or an ego thing, or like, you know, people want him to come back. But I just think, like, would you not have just left the, I just think everything's so fresh.
Let it scab.
In people's minds. Just let it, like, push that PR campaign out, like, even 3 more months, you know, let something else happen. I just think it's...
I'd love to hear the conversations going on with him and the, like, press team.
Oh, to be a fly in the wall when Britney's memoir came out. Ooh.
OMG. I wonder, did he read it? Probably not. I'd say he's too scared.
I'd say he had one of his, like, minions... tell him.
Also, side note, I was fully obsessed with Justin Timberlake when I was 12, 13.
Ah, weren't we all?
No, obsessed. Like, I loved him so much.
Didn't you get a t-shirt made or something?
Yeah, t-shirts. I, like, made a VIP pass on the computer. And I was just, I adored him. I'd say he's my first legitimate celebrity crush.
Wow. Yeah.
Isn't it so weird how you think you know someone? No, I'm just joking.
you think you know someone at 13. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this comeback goes. But I just like... and maybe, look, he's not chasing the Britney fans, really. So maybe from his team side, it's like, we're not going after them. But at the end of the day, you're going after like elder millennials or millennials. You know, he's not really going after like a new audience, really.
No.
It's more the people who used to like him, and he used to like NSYNC and Backstreet Boys and Britney and X-Tina, the whole gang.
But he does have some major beats.
He does. A Timbaland, well-produced beats.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. But rumour has it, Britney said she was never going to do music again, but rumour has it, she's been, has enlisted Charlie XCX for music, and she is a great pop producer and singer.
Wouldn't you love if Justin and Britney sat down at a red table talk kind of thing?
Yes.
You know, when people say, like, what's your fantasy dinner party?
Yeah. Yes.
I honestly just want those two in the same room.
And you'd serve beef, and then you get everyone to talk about their beefs.
With a side of tea.
Tea and beef.
That old duo. Oh, love me some tea and beef.
You could have Britney and Justin. Then I'd like to see something like Solange and Jay-Z to talk about the elevator and what happened.
But I just want to be like, tell us the beef.
Yeah.
I hate this whole, like, we're not telling you. Like, just tell us.
Please.
You're in the public eye for a reason.
Mm.
Who else would I like famous exes? Oh, Brad and Angelina. Brad apparently has had a £100,000 facelift.
Gosh, what won't he do?
He looks so good. Doesn't matter.
He does. But come here. Would you prefer... No. Would you prefer... You have to choose one. Jen or Angelina. Who would you like the beef?
Oh, him and Jen are fine now. Have you not seen that?
Are they friends?
Yeah, because she's so classy.
She is.
She's so, like, above everyone. She's like... Mm. Her spirit is sublime. I would have to...
Her spirit is high.
I'd have to have Brittany and Justin at mine.
Number one. Guests of honour.
Oh, and Matt Damon and Minnie Driver.
Were they together?
Yeah, during Good Will Hunting. And she found out they weren't together via, I think, was it his Oprah interview or something? I know. Because I'm sick, these sort of past gossip memories are coming into my head. Like,
you're like hallucinating.
Yeah. It's true. Then.
It's like a mirage of breakups.
Oh my God, I'm so confused.
So yeah, let's see how Justin Timberlake goes. It'll be very interesting to see how he'll be received. Hopefully he'll get more trolling from this, the Britney stans, of like getting her to number one instead of him. I just love when people bandy together.
Yeah, the power of fandoms. The
power of fandoms. So
I agree.
Love that. Just love, love, love.
What was your recommendation last week?
The Daylist Spotify.
Yeah, loved that. Need to do that.
We did it. My sister did it. Her boyfriend got Spaghetti Western, which was a really good one. There's really funny names.
He got what?
For the playlists.
Spaghetti Western.
It's like the playlist was called Spaghetti Western. Yeah. Tuesday afternoons, Spaghetti Western or something.
What a lovely name for a celeb child.
What? Let me just do, like, I'll do mine today. Bear with. Coming to you in 5, 4. My ones are always really boring. Really shit. Alternative pop summer afternoon.
That sounds great. Like, sorry, on a Friday.
No, Spaghetti Western is so much better.
What does he like to listen to? Like Italian?
I don't know. Well, yeah, what is a spaghetti? What is a Spaghetti Western?
An Italian Western.
Surely. Oh my God, yes.
Pavarotti with
like boot scooting, baby is driving me crazy, my obsession from the west,
or with Garth Brooks.
Probably he must have, or maybe he's listening to like When the Moon Hits Your Eye Like a Big Pizza Pie, mixed with like Shania Twain.
I'd love to know. That's a really interesting music take.
Yeah, tell us more. Another one I did get was R&B Soundtronic Afternoon, which is
Trevor Nelson.
Speaking to my Trevor Nelson. Mm-hmm. Bittersweet Chill Rock Afternoon, somebody else got. Dance Loops Afternoon.
I love these names.
20th Century Retro Tuesday. Doom Sludge Metal Tuesday Afternoon. Anyone?
That's depressing. What's that?
Yeah. Then there's a Groovin' Beach Afternoon.
I like that one.
Coming of Age Lip Sync Afternoon. Hello. I like the sound of that.
I love lip syncing.
Yeah. Feel Good Happy Tuesday Afternoon. So there's loads of twee alternative country night.
What does twee mean?
I don't know. I think so.
I Google it at least once a year and I still don't know what it means.
Yeah. So I implore anyone to go and do your day list and try for a Spaghetti Western. I don't think anyone will get better than Spaghetti Western.
No, I think that's top of the pile there.
My sister got Princess Core Mix. Like Princess Core Mix. And then her friend got a Sad Pirate.
That's really sad, the Sad Pirate. I'd check in on that pal.
You're listening to Pirates of the Caribbean. And then Adele. Or something.
Sad Pirate.
Princess Core Mix is so Hannah. Like, she just loves all that. You can just imagine what that music is. Anyway, sorry, Sophie. Tell us your recommendation, please.
My recommendation is I found it on the Inflight Entertainment on the way over to New York. Mm-hmm. And it was 3 episodes, but I think it's 7 or 8 in total. But they only had 3 on the plane. Ugh. Tossers. PSBA in flight entertainment was terrible.
They're not a great airline.
Do you know the way it used to be really good?
No, they're actually so shit, and they're like their software is so bad. It's a they're so behind the times.
Yeah, it was very antiquated. Now I did get to watch Barbie, but that was the only thing. Anyway, this other thing I'd highly recommend. It's a series. It's a 7-parter, I think.
Right.
You can get it via Apple TV on Paramount Plus, and you can get a free or trial subscription for a week. So you could definitely bash it out for free.
Okay.
Called Fatal Attraction. It's Joshua Jackson.
Ooh.
Who I've always had a crush on. And then, you know, your one who plays, is it Lizzie Kaplan in Mean Girls? Janice Ian.
No, she was in New Girl. Yeah, I know her.
The two of them. And the premise is Joshua Jackson has been in prison for, is it a decade? For apparently killing her. That's the premise. And he's saying he still didn't do it. And
Fatal Attraction. Stab, stab, stab.
It's so good. It gets going right from the start. It's like sexy, but it's also like, it's not too scary because I can't watch scary stuff alone. It's a really good pace. Yeah, really good. Like kind of thriller, murder mystery, sexy type thing.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't see it advertised anywhere.
No, I think that's the problem when there's all these streaming shows. You kind of have to wait for them to be advertised because it's not like you need the subscription.
And it came out last year. Really good. And also they kind of left it open-ended as in there could be a second series. Very Ooh. Good. Yeah, really good.
Joshua Jackson. Well, thank you, Sophie. And thanks to you for listening. We'll be back next week with more pop culture rants about people we should orange test. And you can follow us on Instagram at @Soph_Lyons or at
Classy Cabana.
Oh, sorry, there's a big, huge... Ireland. Why are there Harley Davidsons out here?
Because it's bitching.
Let us know your thoughts, your hopes, your dreams, your wishes, any topics.
If anyone has any intel on Conor Maynard, much appreciated.
Please, if anyone knows how he's getting on private planes, willy-nilly, we'd love to know. And we will chat to you next week. And
I won't sound as sick next week. That's a promise.
You will be back to your healthy, restorative self.
And to whoever licked me in New York and gave me this, Godspeed.
Up yours. Namaste.
Go do one. Cheerio.
Oh, gosh. Oh. Fabulous.